Now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's time for the Fashion Rewired broadcast with Brian Hill. During the Fashion Rewired podcast, we chat with successful fashion designers and business entrepreneurs who share their powerful stories of success while providing real-time industry tips, tools, and actionable strategies to execute today with the goal of designing our listeners' brands for success. Now, here's your host, Brian Hill.
Welcome to Fashion Rewired, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Hill, a self-taught designer and executive director of Phoenix Fashion Week. So why is it important to rewire? Well, especially in these times, I believe that every successful fashion designer and entrepreneur at one time or another made the smart and necessary decision to rewire their brain, their attitude, but most importantly, their actions to get them to their current level of success. Each week, I get to share stories of transformation with our listeners while giving you the blueprint to rewire. I love to open each episode by thanking the sponsors that believe in Fashion Rewired. The Custom Shop. As you know, before my rewire, I launched and ran my own fitness apparel brand. Now today, I consult, invest in, and private label design and manufacture custom apparel for brands across the nation. Does your brand need unique, high-quality lifestyle apparel like t-shirts, hats, leggings, and more, with your branded logo or slogan? Or do you need real-time consultation on your brand? Reach out to me for more information and custom apparel quotes. Email info@phoenixfashionweek.com. Our next guest, I'm super excited to introduce, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, in our backyard, Lara Pugh, is based in Arizona, best-selling author, empowering creative leaders with a fierce, keen divine guidance system. Lara has a master's degree from Portland State University and has worked with energy all her entire life and launched her business Live to Listen in 2016. Who are some of the people she's worked with so far? How about the Oprah Winfrey Show, Microsoft, HPE, USA Networks, Harpo Studios, Wells Fargo Bank, Austin Powers, The Law of Attraction movie The Secret, Random House, Gannett, Arizona Republic, Phoenix New Times, azcentral.com, and her book made amazon.com's best 90-minute reads list. Wow. What else can we know about you, Lara, that we didn't hear already?
Well, yeah, fun fact, I'm definitely a fashion geek, and I take it that comes from my grandmother. So my grandmother actually worked directly for Oleg Cassini as a haute couture seamstress. So if you're not familiar with Oleg Cassini, he was a Paramount Pictures designer in the 40s, and he was the one responsible for Jackie O's iconic look with, like, the black dresses and the silhouettes that he created. Yeah. So, it's just kind of a fun thing. Like, I love fashion, and I still have some of my grandmother's dresses. So he would let her make his dresses, and, like, she would be able to buy his dresses, but she would only have to pay for the materials, and then she would sew them herself. So I still have some of those dresses.
Wait a minute. You've got some vintage 1940s Oleg Cassini handmade dresses in your possession.
The caveat is she was not allowed to put the label on it because it was, he didn't allow her to put the label on it, but they're his, you know, patterns and the whole thing. So yeah, it's cool. I wish I could fit into them, man. Our generation before was a little tinier than
us. let's talk offline about that. We've got some amazing repurposed and upcycled designers. Maybe they could take a stab at one of those and get that repurposed for you, and you could wear it to a Fashion Week event with us. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be so cool, yes. And I have been to your event. Love them.
cool. Well, obviously, we're on the Fashion Rewired podcast. We are at some really challenging times, not just in Arizona, but around the world, you know? With your divine kind of powers and guidance system, et cetera, take us back to a challenging time. I read your rewire, and I was really blown away by it. But take us back to your rewire moment. There are many, I'm sure, but the one that really stands out to me, Lara, and tell us about that time.
Sure. This was in 2006, and I had taken all of the money that I owned to my name and invested it as a co-owner of a flower shop in Peoria, Arizona. And I also moved in with the owner of the shop, who was my boyfriend at the time. All of my friends said, don't do it. They didn't like him. But, you know, I thought I knew everything. But they were right. And during the 6 months that I lived with him, it was he was a nightmare. And that relationship ended with him smacking me in the face. And it was just a real it was a low time in my life. But every time, every morning during that 6 months, when I woke up, before my feet hit the floor, I would hear in like a sing-songy voice, I love you. And I thought I was going crazy. I was like, that's great. This is like, on top of everything else, I'm going crazy. I'm hearing this voice. But after I moved out, a few days later, I recalled about the voice, and I started to think, was that, and I was going to think, was that God? But before I could even get to, was that God, I heard, you bet it was, and don't you ever forget, you know, something like that.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, I've just been told off by God. It's been told. Okay. So that was my rewire, because that's when I realized, you know, I had been hearing voices, feeling things, feeling gut intuitions from seeing things even my whole life, but I ignored it because I didn't trust it. Sometimes those intuitive leadings would lead me down the wrong road, so I just didn't trust it. But when I heard that, you know, yes, it was, and don't you forget, I realized, okay, sometimes I'm hearing the divine and sometimes I'm hearing distractions, and I just need to figure out, how do I tune into the divine and tune out the distractions?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's interesting. So when I work with young designers, I'm always telling them that you have to trust your gut. But you're saying you may have to train your gut feeling, because you have distractions and you have the right answers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of people don't want to talk about that. But what happens is when you turn on your intuitive radio, it's like turning on the radio, and now you hear every station at the same time. And that's a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, especially if, let's say, you like, you know, soft pop, and now you're hearing hard rock, and you're hearing, you know, the news talk radio, and you're hearing, you know, everything all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people will say that, you know, that's the good and the bad, or the evil, or God and the devil. And, you know, I just try not to get all caught up in that, because I've learned that it doesn't help. I've learned that being afraid of it only attracts it. And I've learned that if you tune into the love part, the fear part gets bored with you and goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, when you turn on that radio, you have to learn how to tune into the station that you want, which is the divine station.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is just a distraction. It has no power over you, but it can distract you if you let it.
Wow. Man, in fashion design and running a fashion business, you want to talk about distractions. It's around every corner. I'm going to put it up there with one of the most challenging businesses out there, only because I'm in it probably. But young designers that may have creative talent also have these gut feelings, and also have instinct, and they have vision. That's how they come up with these amazing designs. That's just not really, you know, given to everybody in the world. But yet, it's surrounded by all kinds of distractions. So you're talented as a designer, and then someone who's not a designer is distracting you, even in your household, in your relationship, at your day job, at your, you know, at school, you know, whatever it is, and you get frustrated, and sometimes you give up, and tons of designers go to the sidelines and never got to really fulfill their real talent. It's such a shame, because I see it, but it seems to go back to this, right? If they could tune out those other stations and tune into these divine, fashionable design stations, that could be pretty cool. I just said that.
Yeah, I have a couple of thoughts on that. One is, I bet, like, as a designer, because I really, my background is also in writing and marketing, and that's been my day job for so long, is that the multitude of ideas when you're a creative person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes creative ideas are aplenty, and it's like, how do you hone into the one or two that you need to focus on?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, your inner voice needs to be the loudest voice in this noisy world, because as a designer, that's true leadership. And designers are leaders because, well, for so many reasons, but also because they're literally shaping this world, because what we wear influences culture, it influences everything.
Correct. I love that. And we have to do a segment just on this, how to listen to your inner voice, make that the loudest. I want to do another podcast just on that alone, on Fashion Rewired, so make note. So when you go back to that rewire, right, you leave that relationship, sounds toxic, sounds a bit dangerous, but you were strong enough to leave. I can't imagine how tough that might have been. But what was the first thing you did, action step-wise, to rewire to get to here, Lara?
Yeah. So the first thing I did was I asked for divine guidance, and I started to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key. I learned later on that was a key move, because you do have to opt in. You know, we're not, right? It's like, we have to be intentional about it. And you have to say, like, I want that divine guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, ask for it. And then the second thing I started to do was just, you know, I kept a journal of, like, every time something was coming to me, every time I just felt something or maybe I felt like I got a sign or whatever it might be, I just started keeping a diary of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing was just seeing what would happen. And so those are part of the steps that I teach people, because it's like you want to have those experiences over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So that you would, oh, what it felt like, what it looked like, how did that look like for you? Because, you know, it's different for everyone. But you want to know that divine voice or that divine leading, like, you know, your own mother or your best friend.
Oh, I love
because,
that.
Like, because it's like, if your mom, if somebody called, tried to play a joke on you and tried to impersonate your mom or your best friend,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't, because you know what was that last conversation you had with him or her. You know the kinds of things she says. You know, you have that whole history. You know that the way she talks, you just know that person so intimately. Like, it'd be very hard to impersonate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what you're going after.
Got it. Goes back to what I was saying accidentally, which is training your gut, right? So
that was
yeah. You come out of the rewire. Ask for divine guidance. I love this part. You had to opt in, right? And then you listened. Then you started journaling everything so you could maybe see patterns and gain some executional experience. Then third, it seems like you followed through with execution and you just rinse and repeated to tune in that gut. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I did find, just like through this process, that there are four things that are kind of quick ways to verify those intuitive downloads. For the short term,
mm-hmm.
which is, yes, is it helpful? Is it timely? Is it true? Is it loving?
Is it helpful? That was quick.
Yeah, helpful, timely.
Is it timely?
True. Yeah.
And what true, was three?
True.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one being loving.
Oh, I love that. No pun intended.
When it comes to timely, you know, I'm finding like I'll usually, it's the next step. It's that guidance will be about the next step, maybe upwards to the next three steps. But generally, I'm only getting the next step. I'm not getting like 10 years worth of what I need to do next.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's a big thing like marriage, death, sometimes I feel that a little bit sooner than you know, like that might, you might start to feel that a few years in advance, but just like, let's say business decisions, you know, things, smaller things in life, the day-to-day stuff, mm-hmm. it's like you get the next step.
Got you. I love the fact that, is it right? Is it helpful? Is it timely? Is it true? And is it loving? Those are really guiding lights. I think everybody can follow with any decision. You know, you're married, single, parents, you're going to go on a trip, COVID-19. If you ask all those same four questions, I think it can really guide you to the right decisions. So bravo for that. So talk about some of the habits now, some of the daily habits you have, Lara, that came out of your rewire that you do on a daily basis. that have led you here, habit-wise?
Absolutely. Yeah, the first one was listen. So the first thing I did when I came out of that situation and I said, okay, I've got to figure this out, is I just said, okay, send me divine guidance. Send me divine guidance. So you have to opt in. And you have to be intentional about it. And then you have to start to listen and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would do is every time I felt something, I would just start to journal it. You know, I'd jot it down, whether it was, you know, maybe a feeling, a gut feeling. Maybe I heard something. Maybe I saw something that felt like it was perhaps a sign. I don't know. You know, all of these things. I just started documenting them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this for like a decade,
mm-hmm.
you know, until I figured out. Because I, you know, I wanted to figure out like what's divine and what's a distraction, and you know, the thing is you want to journal it, because every time you get that hit, and let's say later it's something that did lead you down the right path, you want to recall, what did that feel like? What did that look like for me? Because it's a little different for everyone, and. And you want to know that voice or that leading, like it's your best friend or your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if somebody called you on the phone and tried to do a practical joke on you and try to impersonate, let's say, your mom, they wouldn't be able to do it because you know your mom's, you know when you took off last with your mom, like you know what that last conversation was.
Mm-hmm.
You know the sort of things that she talks about. You know how she talks, the kind of expressions she uses, the way she talks. You know, you have this huge, like, intimate, you know, history with her. So it'd be very hard for someone to impersonate that voice.
Right.
That's what you're going for with, you know, when it comes to divine guidance. You're wanting to really know that voice, and you want that voice to be so much stronger than all the external voices. So there's, you know, especially right now we're in the information age. There's so much information out there. So, and you know, a lot of it, good stuff. It's not that, you know, there's all the gurus out there now. I'm a guru too, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's like all these people telling you what to do, and it's all good stuff, but sometimes it's just not for you or not for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell people is you've got, the inner voice has to be louder than all of the external voices, all the noisy voices in the world.
Right, right. Well, man, it yeah. sounds like one huge habit that everyone is actually starting to execute right now is just listen. And you listened for a decade, right?
Yeah.
And now I think in our world, the people that are listening, man, it's invoking change, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then for you, you come out with these new habits, you've got the action steps. The biggest accomplishment, do you think, out of that rewire, is it your book? If so, tell us about that.
Yeah. My book is a great example because at the time, I felt like led to write this book, to document all the things that I had learned that over that decade and share it with other people. I knew I had to share what I had learned so that other people could start to do this. And I knew, I felt like the time was coming that we would just have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, like we are in that time now where we have to listen to that inner voice. But I had no time. I mean, I was working full time at the time, you know, I had a J-O-B job, and I was like, okay, you know, God, you want me to write this book. It's clear, but you're going to have to show me how, because I do not have time. I don't have time for this. You know, I'm a single mom. I help my parents. I've got a dog. I've got a cat. I've got a job. I've got a boyfriend. It's like, when, you know, I don't have time to wash my face. When am I going to write a book? You know, it's crazy. Right? You know.
So what happened? Did you get the yeah. face wash, or did you get the book finished?
I got the book finished. It's so funny.
That's
no,
excellent.
So I think it was like the next day, I just felt like, okay, this idea came to me. You know what? Every morning before you serve the world, serve yourself,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, spend 15 minutes writing the book. Just
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know, comes to you in that 15 minutes, don't obsess over it, don't edit it. You know, just write it down, do a brain dump, and then go about your day.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for, I think, about 3 months. It was like over the course of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I launched the book in November.
Wow.
To
a best-selling title, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing. It's like, my attitude was, okay, I'm going to like post this on Facebook and I'm going to like email it to my friends on my Gmail, which I had like a list of 250 when I pulled it. I was like, okay, that's cool. I'll, you know, let people know that I wrote this book. And I had a couple of my friends read it in advance and post some reviews because I knew you're supposed to do that. And then like, I think it was like the day after the launch, my boyfriend texts me and he's like, your book made number one.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? And he sends me a screenshot and it's like number one on the Amazon.com's 90-minute reads.
Sick.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I did one social media post and one email. I'm like, but it goes to show how hungry people are for this information.
Right, right. Well, I think you answered all four is-its, right? It was helpful, the book. It was timely. It was true. And it was loving. I mean, obviously, right? So I'm going to use these guiding lights on different decisions I make. I'm going to share them with our designers as well. That is really, really cool stuff.
I love that.
Do you have the screenshot possibly of that best-selling screenshot he took still?
Yeah, I still have it.
Uh-huh. I would love for you to email it to me as I lay out some promotional materials for your podcast. That could be pretty cool to go along with the timeliness of it, right? And how you went from 250 people on a list, just an okay list, the best you said, right? It wasn't like 250 book readers, it was just 250 people. And that
just
turned
people
into
people I know in the community.
Yeah. But I think people get overwhelmed by what they think they need to have success. Like, I can't open a store until I have all this money. I can't do this until I have this. But really, you just got to do something, right? You got to execute first.
Oh, that's so true. And I tell that to, you know, some part of my background is in writing. And a lot of people ask me, you know, how do I become a writer? It's like, well, you got to write. You just got to write. Like, just because someone's not paying for you. You know, paying for it right now doesn't mean it. Just write.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you become a good writer.
Right. I mean, at anything, right? Who was a good football player day one? No one. Who could throw the ball farther or faster? No one. You actually have to throw the ball. I mean, that's it. You have to do a podcast, show up to a studio and do a podcast. You know, whatever it is, you actually just have to do it. And I think all of us, right? You can't say that we're any better than anybody else, but you and I were also afraid to do something, I'm sure, but we just had to put that first foot forward, and luckily we did.
Totally. And that's what, you know, after I do readings, people will ask me, well, how'd you do it? How'd you do it? And, you know, definitely I feel like anyone can do it. Mind you, I will acknowledge, I think it's a talent I have for sure, but just like I learned, I'm terrible at math, but I learned math in school. I still use math. I can use math. You know, I may not be an expert, but I'm a user.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with, you know, divine guidance. It's like, well, maybe you won't be doing psychic readings, but you can definitely be a user.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just about practice and learning.
Right. Love that. Man, we've learned so much already. We're going to get into our next exciting section called the Garment District. I'm going to rapid fire questions at you. Let's stand by for thanking our sponsors. The Phoenix Fashion Week Freelance Program. While building Phoenix Fashion Week into an effective fashion industry resource, we have been asked time and time again to recommend the services of our teammates and associates. So the natural next step has been to organize a system and network of fashion professionals that we could vouch for in the marketplace. The Phoenix Fashion Week Freelance Program is open to anyone needing fashion design, hairstyling, sales representation, photography, graphic design, web design, marketing, social media, styling, makeup artists, accessory design, videography, modeling, PR, event planning, and consulting. For more information, please email freelance@phoenixfashionweek.com. All right, we're back from the Garment District. This is Fashion Rewired, the podcast. I'm on with Lara Pugh, top-selling author, Amazon.com, works with tons of big people from Oprah to Harpo to New Times, et cetera, et cetera. And just been learning about the divine guidance that we all have, which might be a gut feeling possibly, and how to train that and have your inner voice be the loudest in the room. And now, Lara, talk about the Garment District. We want to know wholesale versus retail, right? In your business model, do you feel you are going towards a wholesale, which is distribution and really moving product at scale, or are you dealing with the one-on-one direct-to-consumer retail?
Retail. And I'm definitely working with, I seem to attract creative business leaders. So people who have where ideas and inspiration is important part of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I think people who are creative tend to already be working with divine guidance, and they just kind of don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
So retail.
That's excellent. So when you talk about retail, talk about a sales platform that works for you, that brings in new customers, new creators, new influencers that you work with. What is that sales platform that you use the most, and why?
For me, it's actually been email.
Mm.
I know a lot of people say like, oh, email is dead, but it's not. It's really not. That's the best way that I push the needle in my business. So I only do a one time a month email. It's just like a message, or I usually tell a story about what's going on with me and how divine guidance got me through, or, mm-hmm. And then with some practical like takeaways. And every time I send that email, which like I said, is only once a month, I always like get a booking out of it.
Wow.
I always, people will respond, say, oh, I love that message. Thank you. So I get engagement. Friends will call me, oh, we haven't talked in a while. Let's reconnect. So, it's such a great nurture tool, but it's also a great sales tool.
Right, right. And then, what email platform or app do you use? I'm sure you tried a bunch over all these years. What's the most effective? Would you recommend?
Oh, so I'm on Kajabi because I'm working towards doing an online course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love Kajabi. But I think if you're not doing an online course, then I would work with MailChimp. Mm-hmm. I've worked with MailChimp for many years, and it's only getting better by the day. So that's a great platform if you're looking to work with email.
Awesome. So if you're looking to do an online course, which obviously you're going to be getting a hold of people via email, Kajabi, because it has kind of an inclusive course creation component as well. But if you're not doing that, and I just want to just touch my 250 people in my downline, on my phone, in my email box, you recommend MailChimp, which everybody should know at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
A great platform.
So, mm-hmm. So obviously, when you talk about social media, which is the telltale sign of everybody now, right? What social media platform are you using, again, that brings in your message or gets your message out the best, most effective? There's a bunch, but what's the number one for you, social media-wise?
Oh, yeah. As it relates to social media, Instagram, for sure. Mm-hmm. That is definitely the more engaged. And I am on Facebook, I'm Pinterest, mm-hmm. and LinkedIn and all of it. But LinkedIn is actually another good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not as focused on LinkedIn. But Instagram, that's where people are the most engaged. You'll get DMs. People are much more social.
Mm-hmm.
People will comment. Engagement overall is just much better on Instagram.
Got it. More social engagement. That matters. That
mm-hmm.
matters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this. You and I got reconnected on an email, right? I got a note from what was going on in your life. You had a tough loss, and you were out there being very positive about it. You know, bravo for that. And that, it just touched me, and I said, you know, how are you doing? You know? And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, from that, we got you here.
Exactly. That I forgot about that. But, yeah, that happens, like, every month. So, and I'm grateful for that because it's healing for me too. I mean, I just sit there and I just think, okay, what happened this month and how does it relate to like, how did I do it? You know, because there's always something, right? It's
mm-hmm.
like, there's always something going on. You know, there's always a challenge. There's always a victory. So I just talk about, you know, what I'm going through and how that, you know, how I got through it with divine guidance. And it's healing for me, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So it's a win-win.
That's awesome. Are you following other people, other gurus, other divine people on social media? If so, give us some names of people who you follow.
Oh my gosh. Two people. I am a big fan of Dr. John DeMartini. So he was a PR client of mine way back in the day, and we helped promote the Secret. So
mm-hmm.
John DeMartini is like, I love him. He's like a quantum physicist meets chiropractor meets just philosophist and but he's got great, great advice on pretty much everything. So I follow a lot of his material. Also, there's a coach that I work with by the name of Alyssa Rushton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually meeting with her later today again.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just, you know, when I saw her on social media and she was like standing on her bathroom countertop and like going, just giving herself positive affirmations in the mirror. And I'm like, this woman is crazy and I need to work with her.
I like that. I like that qualification, standing on the bathroom counter. Tell Alyssa that we'd love to have her on Fashion Rewired after she listens to your episode, please.
Yeah, I will. Okay. Thank you.
We're looking for go-to fashion and business resources. Email for sure. We know that. Instagram for sure. And then even Kajabi and MailChimp. Would you say any other fashion resources, maybe an accounting app that you use or a follow-up system? What else can you use business resource-wise that our young listeners can use?
Oh, well, when you say young listeners, I wish that when I was younger, because I'm 48 now, so when I, you know, when I was in my 20s, I wish that I had Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University class. I took it a couple of years ago, and, like, I tell all my daughter's friends, you know, you've got to take this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such great practical information, and the workbook from the class, and he also has just a regular book that he wrote with basically all the same information, Financial Peace, it's called. Yeah, and I was referring to the book just this weekend because I had to, I was shopping new car insurance, and I wanted to remember what he says about what's the kind of insurance you need, where do you need the high limits, where do you need the low limits. You know, it's just really practical stuff. And, you know, again, like, yes, intuition is kind of my talent, my superpower, but money, no, not so much. Like, I need someone to tell me what to do. So I love his stuff.
Financial Peace University. Okay, got that. That's excellent.
Yeah.
And then how about, since we're on books, tell me another book that you recommend.
Yeah. Yeah, I just finished reading Shark Tales by Barbara Conkren. So she's the... you've probably seen her on Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's the real estate tycoon, you know, with the short blonde hair. And yes, I just finished reading her book. It's great. It's like she ties in basically how her mother taught her everything she needed to know in business because she kind of went to the school of hard knocks. She never went to university or anything. So, and her story is just amazing. It's inspiring, but also like just practical tips for, you know, anyone running a business, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's excellent. And speaking of younger, you lead me into my really powerful question. People love this one. We're going to go back to the younger Lara Pugh, high school, elementary school, whatever you want, but younger, and give her some advice on how to get to Lara Pugh success level, but way, way faster. What would that advice be?
advice would be just start to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, do you know, when I was like 15 or so in high school, we had to do a paper. And what did I do that paper on? Intuition.
Wow.
It was like we had to do this talk in front of the class. And I did my talk on intuition. And I just wish I would have, Lara, young 15-year-old Lara, listened to your gut. Your gut is telling you to study intuition. Study intuition.
Wow.
Your gut is telling you to write. Write.
Because
I didn't start writing until much later in life.
Mm-hmm. That is great advice that we all can take right now. And again, just imagine people in tough relationships, for example, right? That have a lot of distractions for obvious reasons, physical, mental, and how it would downplay that loud voice, you know? And it's just so sad, right? But if you could learn at 15, 13, which I'm sure we all have intuitions back then, but no way in the world would anybody know it's a real thing, you know? Some people attribute to being lucky. Some people attribute to having bad luck, you know, whatever it is. But I know it goes back to that divine guidance. If you can listen, right? And then opt in and then start to execute it, which I tell the designers, you have to go with your gut, but you have to remember, right? So in sports is another good analogy. You have to tell athletes that you can't have the last play get you down. You have to remember the last play so you don't do that same technique or footwork, but you have to move on from it, you know? And the people that are good at athletes, they remember all the bad situations they did before and they just don't repeat them, you know? And some people never get over that and they never commit to the next level of sports. But that's real.
That is real. That is so real. And that is also part of having that inner voice be your loudest voice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, you know, people will, Yeah. People will be people.
They're being people right now. Gosh darn it. They're being people right now.
Good and bad and the whole thing. Yeah. Yes, we are.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
So let's wrap this up with a final thought. I want you to tell the listeners your last reason why they should rewire.
The last reason why they should rewire is because you guru you. There's a lot of voices in this world, but you have everything you need inside of you to do what you need to do and to make your mark on the world and your contribution to the world. So, you know, learn, you know, go to school or do whatever you need to do to learn. But at the end of the day, you guru you. Everything you need is inside of you.
I literally have two t-shirt design ideas today. I'm looking at my producer, Robin. She knows I'm going to make these. You guru you? Are you kidding? I'm going to show you that design too. It's done. I've got the Is It t-shirt. I've got You Guru You. So on this one, I'll let you in on that business opportunity, Laura.
I would love to do that. Believe me, I've thought about doing that. That's amazing that you say that, because I've thought about doing t-shirts like with these sayings, but I'm like, Laura, that's not your expertise. Get off it. You're not going to design clothes. You don't do that. That's not your thing.
Well, you are talking to a cut and sew person right now.
You are. That's your thing.
This is meant to be.
I love it.
I do this all the time for other people. Man, I'm excited about that. Okay. What can you be excited for the rest of 2020 in this COVID world? Tell me about that.
When all of this started to happen with COVID and now Black Lives Matter, I realized that, you know, this is why I've been, you know, been led to do this work. Mm-hmm. And I realized, okay, I need to get off my rump and do more. Like whatever I'm doing right now, it's not enough because people need this.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching a movie on Harriet Tubman a couple of months ago before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was a woman that could not read or write. She had no map, but she saved thousands of slaves, you know, and made, mm-hmm. you know, changed everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, they show how she did that just through divine guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she just kind of looked up and said, okay, lead me. And she was led. And so, you know, we all need this. So, yeah, it's just put a fire under me to do more. To not only have my coaching practice, but also do the online course that I had just mentioned, because you know that would be that would help me expand my mission more, because it'd be a more affordable product versus, you know, coaching can be expensive. Wow.
I love that. You know, in me, you know, African American director of Phoenix Fashion Week, and didn't know this, but 7 years ago when I became the director, I was the only Black-owned Fashion Week in the nation. And I didn't even realize it or really care at the time, honestly. And from day one, we've had every single color and religion and gender and background join the Fashion Week team. And we just did it as business as usual, to be honest with you, you know? And it's really cool because, again, you go with your intuition and it was just the right thing to do. And now, you know, it's timely now, right? And you look at our company, and I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud of it. And like you said, we can also do more. You know, is it just enough that we have this kind of, you know, lineup? No. What else can we do? And when you just said get off your rump, it made me want to get off my rump again, you know? And man, it's really cool, and so much change is coming out of it. It's just been really, really cool. And bravo for you for how you're attacking the rest of 2020.
Yeah. And people have been asking me about it just kind of from a intuitive point of view. And what I've been saying is, you know what? I know it's ugly right now, but it's like we're cleaning house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when you clean your house and it looks worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
We're just in that worst part right now.
Yeah. Well, that's a great analogy.
Cleaning
as well.
The house.
Yeah. The world needs a rewire, you know?
The world needs a rewire.
Man, oh man.
Yeah. But it's got to get uncomfortable first, just like with personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
If you're uncomfortable, that means you're growing.
Yes. I've heard that a few times in this podcast.
Yes.
Hey, Laura, how can people get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of me is my website is laura-pugh.com, You can find me on Instagram or Facebook at Lara.Piu, P-I-U, so it's L-A-R-A.P-I-U. You can email me if you want, Lara at livetolisten.com. Probably best thing is just DM me on Instagram. Again, that's at Lara, L-A-R-A.P-I-U.
Excellent, excellent. As always on Fashion Rewired, you can upload a free Lara Piu blueprint on this podcast, Fashion Rewired. You can follow her 1, 2, 3 action steps or simply be inspired by what Lara has done already in her journey. Simply go to check us out at Fashion Rewired on Instagram and send me a direct message and say, I want the Lara Piu blueprint. It's free. That's it. And Lara, thank you so much for being on today. You and I are going to connect offline. Let's do some t-shirts and some lifestyle designs.
I would love to.
And Fashion Rewired, and we're out.
Thank you for joining us for our weekly 30-minute podcast focused on the business of fashion. Fashion Rewired is all about the successful transformation of your mind, perspective, and daily approach to your fashion brand. Make sure you listen next week for the Fashion Rewired podcast with Brian Hill.